It was a surprise move and a radical one. On Wednesday, the Philippines Interior Secretary, Benher Abalos, asked for the resignation of all police colonels and generals.
Lumalabas na malaki ang problema.
It appears that there is a big problem in our police force. It appears that there are generals and colonels involved in drugs. It is difficult to fight a war against illegal drugs if supposed allies could shoot your back. We need to clean our ranks. We need the trust of the people.
A series of stings has led to the arrest of at least two senior anti-drug officers and a seizure of almost a ton of methamphetamine.
Thousands of people died in the war on drugs waged by former President Rodrigo Duterte. Many were street dealers and casual drug users. But throughout his six-year term, Duterte always claimed he had evidence that high-ranking police officials were also involved.
Abalos admits his call for mass resignations is a shortcut, but he says only those who are found to have links to the drug trade will actually be let go. Police leadership says they will comply, but human rights groups are concerned that the minister's request undermines due process.
Many of these police generals, I mean, they have rights too. I mean, you can, I don't think it's fair to expect them to abandon those rights.
And there's fear that cases of abuse by the police will be swept under the rug.
We anticipate that after all of this, Mr. Abalos might say, oh, well, they've resigned. They're no longer in the service, so case closed. And in that sense, that is a disservice to the victims of the drug war.
So far, only a handful of cops involved in drug war killings have been convicted. The government refuses to be subjected to an independent probe by the International Criminal Court. But rights groups say no matter what, the ICC must stay the course. Barnabilo, Al Jazeera, Manila.